Just getting some tips.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Luke Buddha and Samuel Flynn Scott from the Phoenix Foundation. How's it
Hello.
Going?
Hello. Kia ora.
For some reason I want to clap.
Well, we've had...
Oh, I want to clap you guys.
We've had you both on the phone in recent times. It's actually great to see you here in the BFM studio on release day for Friendship.
Yes.
Does it feel good? Are you like, ah, oh, yes, it's out now?
Yeah, we're like, it's level one, Friendship's out. Let's all kiss and hug and...
Shake hands.
See.
Share cocktails.
I've noticed you guys have been around to all the record stores.
Yep, doing like the rounds. We haven't been to Southbound yet, and shout out Southbound, great record store.
Oh,
haven't had time.
We're just ramping praise upon them yesterday, actually.
Yeah, no, good record store, so I don't want
to... We're on the campaign trail. Of course we're going to go to all of
it.
You know, we've had a few debates.
Vote with your wallet.
Yeah.
So a big day of press.
I say, vote Chloe and buy Friendship. BFM listeners, that's my call.
Solid.
So how long was this album in the making? How long have you guys been sitting on this? And where did you record it? And what was the creative process behind it?
Oh, wow.
Wow, it's really insightful questions. We spent about 3 years recording it in lots of different places. Luke recorded some at his neighbor's house when his neighbor went on holiday.
Sweet.
I was allowed to.
He was allowed to. He didn't sneak in.
It was kind of like...
Is it just architecturally spot on or something?
I just had nowhere to do it at my house.
Right.
And he was a nice German man called Norbert, and he said, well, you can... He built his house by himself with his bare hands.
God damn.
That's Germans, the way they're always building a house. Things like that.
Engineering things.
And we recorded some in like Dave Dobbin's house. We recorded some at Roundhead Studios one night.
Dobbo lives in Greylin, right? Yeah. He lives in Greylin.
I'm not going to tell you where. I'm not going to tell you where he lives.
I've only just started recently thinking about where Dave Dobbin lives and what that might be like.
Well, it's quite nice. It's a nice house,
right?
Is there a lot of interior wood, panels, and that sort of thing?
They've got good art, like really tasteful art. I'd say good taste. Say him and Annalisa have got nice
like, shelves,
like not ostentatious, just you know, just right.
Sounds crazy.
It's just always nice to go to Dave's, you know. Yeah. It really is. Like, he'll make you herbal tea, and
that's not code either, it's actually just herbal tea.
Herbal tea. But then, you know, you do a bit of work in his garage, and then you come out, and he's made another cup of tea, and he's like, oh, good work, lads.
And he's like, that sounded great.
There's a studio in the garage.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's like a proper, it's actually a nice studio with a window and a control room. It's not like a garage, like my studio is a studio in a garage.
Right.
Very different studio in a garage.
I think
type
Tom
of situation.
Scott and Nevendale are there quite a bit and stuff. And
wow. Okay. Shit.
Mm.
And up the hill at Roundhead, you guys did
well,
some
was
time
just
in
one,
there?
One night.
One night.
One sweaty night. The drums on Transit of Venus and Landline were both recorded there. Mm-hmm. For Landline, it was a different song at the time. So we recycled those drums to a new song. But that was just when I was doing stuff with Neil on his last record with the choir, so to speak. And he had a cold and he was like, I've got a cold, I'm not going to work tonight. You're in Auckland, go into my basement.
Mm. Were you able to turn it on? Were you like, yep, sweet, tonight is the night that we're cutting tracks for the Phoenix Foundation record? Or are you just like, ah, oh, whatever comes from this session
in
comes
this
from
it. Goddamn basement, goddammit.
I just had demos of those two tracks.
Sorry, man.
There's a whole situation going on over here.
Kombucha it really wants to get out of the bottle.
It's busy. It's alive.
It's a celebratory drink.
It's alive. It's alive. That's the end of the sentence.
I think the kombucha just—it was a cum butcher at the end of the end of the day.
Does it to everyone? Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, we have asked you guys to bring in some guitars and some honeyed throats so you can sing this afternoon.
Oh.
Are you happy to play a song for us live here in the BFM studio?
We're going to.
Let's.
Whether we like it or not, this is happening.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure.
No, thank you for coming in.
Shall I just start, or should we count it in like a rug band?
And I'll kind of see what's happening.
All right. Well, this is just us starting. God bless.
just the moment when the morning hits your eyes. We'll be together when the boiling oceans rise. You won't be alone when the sunlight turns to fire. You won't be alone when the falling skies are burning.
Really wanted you to have the microphone back really soon.
Total pros.
Oh, that was lovely.
Phoenix Foundation live in the BFM studio.
It's taken us a really long, long time to get to that, though, isn't it?
To get into the Phoenix set. To get into the
to the sort of semi-professional level.
Oh yeah. We've definitely done some less than professional performances in this room later at night in decades gone by. I would say that song usually features Nadia Reid, by the way, in the album version. People should listen to that.
You have got a few guests on this record on Friendship. You've got Nadia Reid, you've got the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, and Holly Fulbrook, aka Tiny Ruins. Of those three, which is your favourite to work with?
Look at your face. Actually, it was definitely
none of them, you know.
As the flautist
from the NZSO,
the principal flautist from the NZSO,
underrated instrument.
Oh, the intonation, impeccable. That's the only answer I could possibly give to that question.
Flute is a specialist.
I tell you what, it's very different working with Holly and working with Nadia, and I'm a huge fan of both of their records. But I'd say they've got different qualities, and it's really interesting working with them both quite close together, and they, you know, they tour together a lot and stuff as well. I'd say that you know, Nadia is kind of a bit more like, gets into sort of a kind of like intense trance for recording, and Holly's just like an absolute musician machine. Like, she just has so many ideas and just throws a million harmonies down, and you can sort of tell with her guitar playing, I think she's like one of the most interesting guitar players around. And so, you know, just different types of musicians.
Nice.
And both incredibly talented.
Apparently Dave Dobbin told someone that he's a huge fan of The Matrix and he rewatches them regularly.
Can you guys confirm that?
No, I have I've never heard about that. But also, I don't want to break this guy's bubble, but I reckon if he was like, oh, I really like The Matrix, Dave would have been like, don't really know what he's talking about. Yeah, I love The Matrix too, bro.
Yeah, he's nice. He's nice, isn't he?
Now you guys are heading out on the road in support of this record. We can catch you at the power station. The date's on the wall there. They just let me look up and down that. There we go.
Were we talking Saturday, 21st of November.
Did you say to play the first track if we're going to play?
Yeah,
a song?
Yeah. Play the first track.
They're going to play it on the vinyl.
Yeah, why not?
On the almost see-through pink vinyl.
It's really easy to tell which size A and B though.
Are you guys going to do a couple of different color runs of this? Is there going to be like a hot blue one or anything like that? Or is it hot pink and black?
There is a blue one, but it's not really available here. It's an English indie store one. Well, so, okay. But you can maybe there might be one or two of those available at the gigs, along with potentially socks. You heard it here first.
Definitely,
everyone
socks.
Needs socks.
Other things. I mean, it is Garage Project in association with 95 BFM. So read into that what thou wilt.
Also, do what thou wilt.
Do as thou wilt.
Drink some beer.
Is the whole
of
the law.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the? Give us the lowdown on Guru, the first track.
Oh, it's just. I just think it's. I like it. It's one of my favorites. And it's not one of the songs that was released previously. So it's a fresh cut. It's a kind of, it's a celebration of the electric guitar. Mm. That really.
Great. And well, we've both got you in studio. Do you want to like power up together and do a voice OD in your Phoenix Foundation personas for 95 BFM?
Do you want us to do it on air?
Yeah, right now.
Do you want me to try and do it in a radio voice? Or
no,
be the Phoenix Foundation.
Do what you...
30% radio voice, like, just up.
We
up
can't coach you too much on this one, sorry.
Kia ora, New Zealand. This is Samuel Scott from the Phoenix Foundation, and you're listening to 95 BFM.
That was good.
Okay. Dzień dobry, Auckland. To jest Łukasz Buda od grupy rockowej Phoenix Foundation. I kiedy ja jestem w Auckland, ja słucham do 95 BFM Rock.
Zajebiste!
I don't need a guru, maybe you do, maybe voodoo could be the thing I need.
That's Guru by the Phoenix Foundation. Brand new spin-off, a brand new hot pink vinyl that you can go get your mitts on if you like.